Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning? I tell you what, if y'all are not ready to worship God yet this morning, either two things have happened to you. One, you fell asleep. The other, you just did. Because I guarantee you, that was some good singing. I tell you what, let's go to the Lord in prayer right quick, thanking for this time that we have together. Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would just continue to open our hearts, Father. Thank you so much, Father, for the music that we had, that we were able to worship you in such a great fashion this morning. I pray that, Father, that you would speak to us in a mighty way, that it would change our lives and change our perspective on life and living for you. In Jesus' name we pray for. Amen. You know, this morning, the Lord gave me a message this morning about the trail that we ride on in our lives. You know, it's something that we do every day. It's the decisions that we make in our daily walk. In a day's time, we make so many different decisions that not only shape our future, but it actually sets its course in the direction that we're going to be going in our life. You know, some of you cowboys out here this morning might say, you know, I make my own decisions. I don't have to rely on anybody else for my decision making. It's my life, and I want to live it the way I want to. You know, and for some of you, that statement just might be true. If you do not know the Lord, if He is not your Savior, then your life is your own, and that would be a true statement. But those of us who are in Christ, who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, daily we're supposed to consult Him and pray to Him and ask for direction in our life. Let's look at Proverbs 16:25. I'm going to be reading a lot of scripture, so you don't have to go to all of them, but if you want to write them down, you can. It's not that I'm trying to show you how smart I am, it's just got to show, because that, y'all know that's not true. It's got to do with this is just the way the scriptures fell this morning and how the message came out for me. Proverbs 16:25. It says, there is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. You know, there's choices that we make every day that seem right to us, but they could be wrong in God's perspective, the way that He looks at it. You know, I've got a joke to tell you this morning. It's about the Israelites, and it says, why did the Israelites have to wander in the desert for 40 years? It was because the men were too stubborn to ask for direction. My wife gave me that. She's been waiting for the perfect moment to tell that joke. You know, but it's true in a way. Some of us guys would rather do anything than stop and ask for directions. I'm one of those guys. I admit it. I'll wander around forever down these dirt roads looking for some road because I think I know where it's at. Well, I'm one of those guys. You know, let's look at this life trail that I'm talking about this way. You know, you're going down a trail and you're looking for something. Maybe you're looking for cattle. Maybe you're looking, I don't know. Those of you might have some goats. I don't know. I feel sorry for you if you do. But, you know, you might be looking for any kind of critter. And you're following this trail. And if you're looking for these animals or whatever you're looking for, you look at the ground and you're on your horse and you're riding along and you look for a well-beaten path. You look for grass laying down. You look for a lot of movement through that area. And that'll give you somewhere to start down the trail to look for what you're trying to find. for cows, that would be right. You'd be looking for a lot of places, a trail that a lot, worn down a lot. You know, but in the trail of life as a Christian, the trail that we go down is a trail that's not followed by the world. Because most of the decisions that we make in God's direction and mind seem foolish to the world. They look at our decision and are going, man, I wouldn't have chose that for nothing. But that's not the way God looks at things. I have a list of about 8 things that would help us in our life to make godly decisions on a daily basis. You know, some of the decisions we make in today's time, you know, like what we're going to eat and stuff like that. And I'm not talking about that. And I'm not even talking about a decision for salvation. I'm talking about decisions we make, like, you know, taking jobs or moving into an area. Just, I'm talking about important decisions that a lot of time we just make them. And sometimes us guys make those decisions without even consulting our wives. How many of y'all ever done that? Oh, boy. How'd that work for you? It didn't work out good for me, I can tell you. Most of us have godly wives that, you know, they have an idea and they have opinions too. And a lot of times us guys, we make decisions without doing that. So I would suggest, before you make decisions, at least consult your wife. If you're not going to consult God, this is something that I'm telling you, I'm talking about this morning, that will help change the way that you look at things when it comes to making decisions. One of them, number one, has God already spoken about this in His Word? Look in 2 Timothy 3:16. Like I told you, I'm going to go through a lot of them, but you can write it down. All scriptures is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us what is right. When we go to make a decision about certain things in our lives, one of the things we ought to do is say, well, what is the Bible may have something to say about this. Always check the Bible first. Check His Word before you make an important decision like that. Number two, would it bother me if everyone knew that was my choice? Whoa. You know, we make a lot of decisions, and some of them are stupid. I know, because I made a bunch of them myself. I mean, I make just really stupid decisions. You would think I'd know better. But some things we just seem to do the same thing over and over and over, going down the same path. We come to that fork in the road. We come to that path, and it's a path that we've been down so many times that it's just automatic. We just run down that path. Number three. What if everyone followed my example? Man, that's a tough one right there. In 1 Timothy 4:12, it says, don't let anyone think less of you because you're young. This is Timothy talking. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. Number four, the fourth thing you can try. Are you being people pressured or spirit led? When you go to make a decision, is it because everyone else, say mom and dad, are telling you to do it? And you may be an adult, but mom and dad's still trying to tell you what to do. Are you being pressured by a friend? Are you being pressured by someone else, a co-worker? Or is the Lord Himself, the Holy Spirit, leading you and making this decision? In Galatians 1:10, It says, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. Woo-wee! Can you believe he said that? He's actually saying that if I was trying to please the world, I would not be a Christian. What does the Scripture say? What does the Bible say about the world and Christianity? You can't do both. You cannot please both this world and please God at the same time. There is no way you can do it. Let's look at number 5. It said, could this cause someone else to stumble if I made this decision? In Romans 14:21, it says, it'd be better to not drink or eat meat or drink wine or do anything else if it might cause another believer to stumble. You know, there's a lot of things that we do, that a lot of decisions we make, that a lot of the choices that we have, and none of them are really wrong. When you look at it, even in God's eyes, not one decision over the other one would be a wrong thing to do, but there are some decisions that are better for us than others. That's what the Scripture is talking about. There are some decisions and some answers that we find that are good or better for us than others. Let's look at number 6. It said, I prayed about this and received peace about my decision. How many of us pray before we make a decision in our life? Man, I tell you what, I wish I could say I always do. But I don't always. Sometimes it's instinctive for us to just make a decision and say, you know, this is the way I'm going to do. This would be the right thing to do without asking God's. In Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Basically, all it's saying is we just need to pray about everything, whether it's a little decision or a big decision. We should always come before the throne of Christ first and pray and ask for guidance in what we're going to be doing on the trail that we're following that particular day. Because you see, every day is different. There's no day the same. Every day has its own challenges. Every day has its own path that we follow. And it's hard to know what decisions to make in a day time unless you take it to the Lord. A lot of times it's just a matter of having a peace about something when you make a decision. When you pray about it, say, Lord, just either slam the door in my face or give me peace about it. Open it, close it, whatever you want to do, just give me a peace about it. In my lifetime, I've had several doors closed in my face when I prayed that prayer, and I kicked that sucker down. I just bulled right through it because it was something that I wanted to do, or I felt like that's what the Lord wanted me to do. I would get on the other side and I'd go, oh my goodness, there was a roadblock right there and I just ran right through that sucker. I just knocked it down. I did what I wanted to do anyway. And I promise you, it never turns out good when you do it, because it did not for me. Number seven, will this keep me growing in the character of Christ? Will I become more and more like Christ making this decision? In 1 Corinthians 3:18, it says, so all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. In decisions that we make, some of them will make us more like Christ, some of us will not. But when you, like I said, when you come before the Lord and you ask Him for direction, and He gives you that direction, and you know that you're on the right path, and you know that you're following the Lord's will for your life, there is a peace that comes upon you that I cannot even explain. It's so comfortable. The joy just comes up in you, and you just know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm where I'm supposed to be at. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be about. I'm doing everything that I can do, and I'm doing it along with the Lord's plan. Last but not least, this is the last one, number eight. Will my decision glorify God? 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." You know, here's some important things to remember when we're making decisions. When you seek to please the Lord, His desires will become your desires. That's the important thing. The more you seek God and you seek to please Him, the things that He desires for your life are the things that you're going to start desiring for yourself. And that's evident in Psalms 37:4. 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires." That's just exactly what I said. You know, sometimes God speaks to us in all kinds of different ways when we're making decisions. Sometimes, like I said, He speaks through Scripture. Sometimes He might even speak through a godly friend to give you godly advice. You could seek out advice from someone who has proven to be wise in the Lord, that you know that in the past they have proven themselves to be godly. You know, sometimes answers don't come all the time. Sometimes it takes a while. Even though all this time that we wait, we think sometimes that God's not answering our prayers. Believe me, God answers prayers in different ways. Sometimes He says yes, like that, and you know it. Sometimes He says wait, and you're thinking during that waiting time, is He saying no? And then all of a sudden it'll come. Then there's other times He just flat out says no. That is not for you. That's not what I have planned for your life. That's not the choice that I want you to make. In 1 Corinthians 10:23, I'm going to go there and read that. It says, "You say, 'I am allowed to do anything,' but not everything is good for you. You say, 'I'm allowed to do anything,' but not everything is beneficial." You know, a lot of times we test God. We ask for signs. We ask Him to, "Lord, I'm making a decision. Just give me a sign that I'm on the right path. Just give me a sign that I'm doing the right thing." But in reality, we are testing God instead of having faith in God. You know, and another thing that we think sometimes, and I've thought this myself before, is that if I do God's will, am I going to really like what He wanted for me? Am I going to be happy in what decision that He has made and asked me to make? Think about it. A lot of times when you're making decisions and you're asking God, do you ever wonder, Or do you ever ask yourself, am I going to be happy with that decision? Or am I going to be disappointed in the direction that God has taken me? In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Which path to take. So we are going down the trail in your life when you're walking daily and you come to that decision, that time and the fork in the road, when you have to make a decision whether to go this way, to do this, or to go this way, or do that. Seek God's will for your own life first. And He will, I promise you, He will show you which trail to take. It's a promise, y'all. It's not me saying it. It's a promise that He has given. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Father, that as we go through our lives and make decisions, that the trail that we follow, Lord, will be the trail that You've laid out before us. Father, that we don't have to seek it ourselves, Father, but that You will light up our path. You will light up the steps and the path that we're supposed to walk. I just thank You for that, Lord, that we are not alone in the decisions we have to make. Like those in this world, Father, that just go by blamelessly, just sometimes blaming You, Father, for the things that have gone wrong in their lives, Lord, and it's because of decisions, the bad decisions that they have made in their personal lives. Father, we're not here to blame You this morning. We're here, Father, to testify to the fact that if we follow You, Lord, that You will never lead us down a trail, Lord, that will hurt us. It would only build us up and give us happiness. And we just thank You for that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you're here this morning and you're visiting Common Ground, we just want to say welcome. We're glad you're here this morning. We're glad that you chose to be here this morning and worship with us. You know, there's a lot of churches out here that you could have went to this morning. But I want to tell you, you will never find another church like this one right here. Not another one. And I want to tell you why. Because no one else in any other church is going to have the folks that are here at Common Ground. Those folks are here. These are the lovingest folks that I have ever in my life been around. And I'm telling you, if you are looking for a church home, I pray that you would consider Common Ground. Because believe me, I know that I love here. From the first day that I came here, I felt God's love when I came, when I walked through the door. I hope you did too. I hope that you don't leave here this morning without somebody shaking your hand and telling how good it was for you to be here with us this morning. And we pray that you'll come back. If you are thinking about coming to be part of this church and you want to join, we have a green slip back there. It's a piece of paper. Just fill it out. Give us all your information that you care to give us. And, man, we'll be glad to have you as a member of our church. If you are needing a visit from any one of us, any one of the elders or the lay pastors, just write down there that you'd like for us to call you or visit you. You know, a lot of folks don't want to visit, but they don't mind a phone call. So if you want a phone call from one of us, you want to pray with us about anything that's going on in your life, we would be glad to help you with that. I guarantee you, because we love here at this church to help each other. And that's exactly what I'm talking about this morning. The love in this church, to me, is an exciting thing. And again, let's give the band just a big hand, because I tell you what, even as I was preaching this morning, I kept thinking about those songs kept going through my mind and going through my mind, and I was having to focus on what God was trying to tell me. this morning to bring to you, because all those songs were still reeling through my mind. So again, if you're visiting this morning, we're glad to have you, and come back. Go ahead and let the kids come down.